The Bible's great story of redemption begins with a wedding, Genesis 2, 22 through 24, and ends with a wedding, Revelation 19, 6 through 9. It makes sense that Christ commences his public ministry at a wedding. Marriage becomes a dominant image representing God's love for his people, and thus the image of the groom finally joining his bride becomes emblematic of Christ's coming for his church, and even the kingdom's joyous reunion with creation. It is perhaps this latter image that John has most in mind in his gospel, as he begins with a glorious echo of creation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. John 1, 1-5. John 1:10 tells us that the world was created through the Son of God, which shows that he was present and active long before his incarnation, and therefore eternally coexistent with the Father, that he is God just as the Father and the Spirit are God. John makes explicit what is more implicit in the Synoptic Gospels. The Word of the Old Testament's creation story is the Jesus of the New Testament's new creation story. The Gospels, in fact, are chronicling the coming of the kingdom of God in and through Jesus Christ as the dawning of the renewal of all things, Revelation 21:5. And just as Genesis 1:9-13 records the setting aside of the waters and the bringing forth of fruit on the third day, John records the following. On the third day there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus was also invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water now become wine, and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. John 2:1-11. Last things first, John tells us the purpose of this miracle, which happens to be the purpose of all of Jesus' miracles. Jesus' purpose.